Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Live from Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, Comic Cafe. You know what that means. Time to get your woosah on. Don't get 30 days, Comic Cafe. DJ E-Monster, 424-243-9649. We're going to get into it. But first, we're going to start out with the story of OJ.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga.
My name is
Still nigga.
Come to
I like that second one. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. OJ like. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. House nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga with shine cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told him, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to a 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all here still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga.
Comic Cafe. Urban Therapy. Yep.
My name is to
Yeah. King is in the building. Let's see. What do I got for y'all tonight? Yeah, Monsters Radio, Monsters Radio Live. I got some more music for y'all coming up right now, some new Scarface. We're going to open up the lines right after this, 424-243-9649. We got Miss Unbelievable over here. We're going to see what she got going on, see if she got something she want to vent about. Let's see, do I got something to vent about tonight? We're going to find out in just a bit. Same old, same. New Scarface. You know the number, hit us up. Monster US Radio.
It's like the world stopped spinning. Niggas in the game not winning. Not much of a prize to keep your eyes on. It's money to be made, so we grind on. Gunshots up the block heard. A young cat must have got served. A hard head made a soft ass. You talk that shit, you better walk fast. Street life till the death of me. The game so cold, it need a referee. Nowadays you can talk to them. Back then they put chalk to them. I'm sorry, Mr. Officer, but I can't understand what you're saying. You talking that fuck. I'ma leave with the same rules I came with. And only real cats can say the same
just
shit.
Keep going backwards. You know what
guns, we got guns too. We be quick to show you what them guns do. If you ain't from here, don't come here. You already know how it's done here. No new friends, no old moves. Game, I was fed by the old dudes. So why you abide by them old rules? Don't talk about no money, I don't owe you. I don't know you, you ain't day one. You imaginary hustling, you fake son. You break one, they catch two. You bag me, they wet you. It's simple, ain't no need to complicate that. I separate the real from the fake cats. My nigga face facts. I bust bang. I'm from the ancient and with some must I let my nuts hang. I leave with them same rules I came with. And all the real dudes say the same
just
shit.
Keep going backwards. You know what?
Shit. Your friend will make you kill that bitch. You know we started at the same spot. We was getting money, then it came out. He was trying to put me in a cross though. Five came back, but he lost four. He said I did it like that. That was a brag, let me hit you right back. Got niggas plotting on me like I'm fucked up. Talking reckless, ain't gonna draw my nuts up. What's up, you niggas got me all wrong. I've been a solid dude all alone. So hard looks don't scare me. If you wanna start a war, come near me. Itchy trigger finger since my childhood. In any situation, I'm good. I'm hood, I fear nothing. Just God, now here's something that you can go to the grave with. I come in here and leave with the same shit.
Keep going backwards. You know what?
Yeah, that's that new Scarface. Oh, same old same. Monsters Radio Live. You know we got all the new hits and we bring y'all some music. Sometimes you ain't never ever heard before. But hey, tonight, if that's not what it's about Comic Cafe helping you get your woo-shot on so you don't end up doing 30 days because you don't put your hands on your supervisor who want to act like they the boss, they own the place, or your motherfucking neighbor, you dig, who dog, oh my goodness, whose dog keeps coming in your yard It is. So if you don't keep your husband out my yard, something's going to go down. It is what it is. It is. There are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. 424-243-9649. Let's go over here and check in with Miss Unbelievable and see what she got going on tonight. If she wants to vent with us, or she in a good mood. What's good, Mama? Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
How you doing? How you doing?
You know, it's going okay. God bless you. It's going okay. Got some things on my chest. That's why it's going okay. Thank God for coming,
right.
Kathy.
Okay, and you know what? I'm glad you said it like that, because I ain't had nothing to talk about, but you gave me something in your little opening right there. You did. Here's a good question we can ask people, or something people could talk about at the water table at the workplace tomorrow, because I noticed a lot of people listen to us online. You know, at one point we should get all call-ins, but now majority of people, they listen to us online. But when somebody says, when you say, hey, what's up, what's going on? You know, you first meet somebody at a party today, and you say, so what's going on? How are you doing? And they do just like she did. Well, I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. You know there's something irritating them. You know there's something bothering them. I mean, do you push the point and be like, come on, tell me what's going on? Or do you just let it ride? Okay, you having a good day? You dig? I mean, what do you really do? What do you really do? We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. But, I mean, obviously you got some things you may want to vent about. Hello.
You know, okay, so all this sexual harassment stuff that's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody in the news and stuff?
In the news, just everywhere, on TV, you know, we got Mr. Batelli from The Chew, you know, he's a chef. We got Tavis Smiley. Yes, we have so many sexual harassment cases that are not even being verified. However, it's getting exposed, but what about if it's not true? What about if there's a vendetta? And they're just out here saying, well, let me see if I can get in the spotlight as well. So my thing is, it's coming to light, but how much of this light is truly light, truly real, especially if it ain't getting verified? And then, because you know how you be at your workplace and you're talking, and it'd be a conversation between you and somebody else, and somebody ear hustling, and that conversation may be inappropriate that you guys are having, and then they go back and tell their boss, like, oh, you know, I felt a certain kind of way because I heard a conversation that wasn't right for the workplace. First of all, well, I'm talking to you. Second of all, how you gonna go to my boss and talk about a conversation that wasn't about you? Third of all, you feel like it's sexual harassment, but it ain't your business. Those are the kind of things that is burning me because it happens. And so people are getting thrown underneath the bus or stuff like that. What happened to just friendly flirting? What happened to just nicely being, you know, who you are? Is that gone? Do you got to worry about being saying there's sexual harassment? You know, what are the signs? Help me out. Like, tell me something. Now, am I going to be mean mugging every day going to work because you concerned that somebody got something against you, or going to say, oh, you did something wrong? Excuse you. You know what I'm saying? Like, excuse me.
Right.
How can I be today? You know? So, okay, Woosah.
Right.
Just say.
Right. Woo, there you go. Woosah. You do got a good point, though. I mean, what is exactly harassment? Because some of these women, if you listen to And I mean, I'm not taking no credit. We're not taking no credit away from any women that have pressed charges against somebody or anything like that. But I mean, in some of them, when I listen to it, I mean, they're like, oh, he came on to me in such and such like 25 years ago. Okay, so he came on to you. Did you say no? Okay, so he didn't like show himself. He didn't touch you. He didn't do no funky. He just came on to you. That's harassment nowadays. I mean, don't get it twisted. I mean, it is an epidemic at the job place. I keep it 100. I've seen it my whole life coming up. Women be at jobs. The guys be just drooling at the mouth. You know, certain things, you know, they say certain things, they act certain ways, and they got little jokes, and, you know, I mean, don't get me twisted, that is wrong. Fellas, as a man, you should not do that to anyone. It is, in today's age, you got to say anyone, you can't just say women, to anyone.
Exactly.
But where is the line? Like, so if I ask you to go out, if I meet you at work, and, you know, I'm feeling you, and I ask you out, and you say no, and then, you know, whatever, is that harassment? Or I guess, is it harassment if I start treating you funny at work afterwards after you done denied me, or you're up for a promotion and I'm like, no, I'm going to give it to Tom because you didn't go out with me, that type of stuff. Now, that's harassment. But, I mean, like you said, I mean, it's can you flirt at the job? I guess not nowadays. You better not do it. You dig?
Mhm.
Not now. So,
I mean, I'm not trying to say, for me, you know, I wouldn't date nobody at the workplace because, like I said, it gets messy, you know, especially if it's fraternization and someone's higher up than me, than you, because someone will look at it like if you get passed by the job, and let's just say a breakup and it's not a best breakup, because then usually when you break up, that's when they be like, oh, he harassed me in some kind of way, or he, you know, favoritism, you know, or discrimination or whatever. That's why it's good not to, you know, date in the workplace. Sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes it just happens. But for the most part, you shouldn't, because, yeah, there's going to be some, you know, different things going on. But come on, where is the land? Where is the line? Especially if you're doing it out of malice, you're doing it out of hurt. You're doing all just to be involved in something. Don't get me wrong. I'm a lady. I'm a feminist. I believe in women's rights. I'll fight all the way down to you, but I don't like it when it's not right. I don't like when it's not right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Wrong is wrong. No matter how you look at it, wrong is wrong. So, all right. Let's go ahead and take a break right quick. Matter of fact, I'm going to play a song. They're talking about this dude. And this guy has so many charges against him that they had their own conference. You did. I'm just saying Donald Trump got so much shit against him, they had their own conference. I'm just saying, this is YG Nipsey Hussle, SDT, Politics, Comrade Cafe.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah. I like white folks, but I don't like you. All the niggas in the hood wanna fight you. Surprise El Chapo ain't tried to snipe you. Surprise the Nation of Islam ain't tried to find you. Have a rally out LA, we gon' fuck it up. Home of the ride and the king ride, we don't give a fuck. Black students, ejected from your rally, what? I'm ready to go right now, your racist ass did too much. I'm about to turn Black Panther. Don't let Donald Trump win, that nigga cancer. He too rich, he ain't got the answers. He can't make decisions for this country, he gon' crash us. No, we can't be a slave for him. He got me appreciating nobody but way more. Hey, Donald, and everyone that follows, you gave us your reason to be president, but we hate you.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Nigga, am I trippin'? Let me know. I thought all that Donald Trump bullshit was a joke. Know what they say when rich niggas go broke? Look, Reagan sold coke, Obama sold. hoe. Donald Trump spent his trust for money on the boat. I'm from a place where you probably can't go. Speaking for some people that you probably ain't know. There's pressure built up and it's probably gonna blow. And if we say go, then they probably gonna go. You vote Trump, then you probably on dope. And if you like me, then you probably ain't know. And if you been in jail, you could probably still vote. If we let this nigga win, we gon' probably feel broke. You build walls, we gon' probably dig holes. And if your ass do win, you gon' probably get smoked.
Fuck
nigga.
Donald Trump.
Fuck you.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Yeah.
Hold up, I fuck with Mexicans, got a plug with Mexicans. When a little need a switch, who I call Mexican. This Comedy Central ass nigga come be the president. Hold up, Nip, tell the world how you fuck with Mexicans.
It wouldn't be the USA without Mexicans. And if it's time to team up, shit, let's begin. Black love, brown pride, and a sense again. White people feel the same as my next kin. Let this nigga win, God bless the kids.
God bless the kids, this nigga wicked and weird. When me and Nip link, that's Bloods and Crips. When your LA rally, we gon' crash your shit.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Monsters Radio, Comic Cafe. Somebody just asked me online. It was a young lady. She said, what should I do? My man just left me. I got bills. I got all this and I got all that. Well, get over his ass. That's all I can tell you. Get in and listen to this track. And this right here is my therapy and my little medication for your ass. We're going to open up the lines right after this. If you got something you want to vent about or you got a question to ask me to help you with, 424-243-9649 or hit me up on all my social media. DJ E Monster. So ladies, here go y'all queen right here when it comes to saying fuck that nigga.
Pop some champagne cause my best friend got a new nigga. The old one was lame, he ain't even know what to do with her. Pop off the Porsche, drop top of course. Hot splash the Globe, hot, hot, of course. Well, yeah, freedom. Yeah, bitch, you don't need them. You feeling like a young Cena, right? I know one when I see one. Cause I'm one too. Go ahead, light it up. This one's for you. Now, if your hair getting longer and your ass getting bigger and your money sealed up, yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga. Ride around with the roof on. $5,000 shoes on. Now, yo, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Your hair getting longer and your ass getting bigger.
fuck that nigga.
So, hey, so that's Trina featuring Steph LaCour. It's called F That. So, hey, I'm glad she don't say something. She don't set up another question I got to ask y'all. How come when people break up, they've been together for a while, sometimes, I mean, it seems like majority of the time, they're not friends. When people break up now, y'all not friends at all. I mean, at all, you're like, fuck him, fuck her, why a motherfucker do this? If he was real, you would have did that. Do. I mean, why is it like that nowadays? You dig? I mean, I don't know what it used to be like, but I'm just saying, nowadays, it seems like everybody, when they break up, they is not friends whatsoever. You dig? You see the post about, what would you say to your ex now? You see all kinds of funny little shit. You dig? I mean, have you seen a flux in that? It's unbelievable. Like, people, when they break up, they're just not friends at all.
Yeah, that's why it's called a breakup. You erase. You literally erase. Well, okay, it all depends. This is the thing. If it's like a bad one where, you know, your feelings is involved, your kids is involved, money's involved, all that, house, whatever is involved, and it's bad, you just want to just let it all, that baggage go. Because if you're trying to, you know, work on yourself, then you work on yourself, you can't hold on to that person, because then you're going to be like, oh, well, he put me through. You want to start blaming him. He put me through this, instead of you taking, you know, you mm-hmm. taking that time to be like, okay, what did I do wrong? How could I have done better in a relationship, you know, with this person that I said I want to be in this relationship with? So you have to step back and be like, okay, let me, you know, do me. But if you still got that person there and you still talking to him, then you gonna want to get back with him. You gonna forget about all the things that he didn't do or you should have did or whatever, and then you gonna be stuck in mm-hmm. this turmoil within yourself. Like, oh dang, I love him, and you know, but he ain't this for me because he did this. You start, you know, just not being good on his name, and then you don't move on. You stay stuck. Because you stay in that place of, I wish, I wanna, and then you still is wanting to be in that relationship of their possibility, not who they are and what they showed you. The possibility of, mm-hmm. oh, he could be this good for me, but he ain't. So sometimes you just gotta let it go. You ain't friends, you just gotta let it go. Because you need to move mm-hmm. on to find you. And if it's meant to be, and y'all was true friends, then y'all can sit down as friends and really talk about what happened, what didn't happen, and remain friends. But you had a breakup? Nah. Mm-hmm. Hurt. Your heart hurts. Your feelings hurt. All that hurt. You feel, you know, disrespected. You feel, you know, disappointed. You know, you feel just all kind of things that, you know, one should if it ends in mm-hmm. a bad way. But if it ends in a good way, hey, do y'all. Chop it up.
Right, right.
But most of the time, it never ends good. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I think one of the things I think was great how you emphasized on friends. Also, too, I think it kind of varies on, you know, how much the people really like each other. And I'll get to that going through the friends part. I think nowadays, a lot of times when people hook up, sometimes, not a lot, not all times, but sometimes they hook up on some other shit. Keep it 100. It's a lust attraction. You didn't, y'all didn't become friends. Y'all didn't talk about y'all things y'all like, y'all dislike, whatever, whatever. Found out what made each other mad, these type of things, and then continued on and then grew into a relationship. Nope, you probably met their ass at the bar, a picnic, a function, a venue. or some shit like that. Let's keep it 100. The motherfucking sex was good. So you kept their ass around for a little while because the sex was good. It starts to make you kind of like whatever it is that they did. Oh, you liked it? Oh, okay. Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that too. On good damn well, you really, really not interested in that shit. You're just interested because that person is and they got that good gut. You dig? So then when it gets to the end of the day, y'all finna break up about 6-7 months later, whatever, whatever. Now you realize that sex thing ain't going to happen. You honestly don't want to see them having sex with nobody else, but that's y'all's true connection. So now y'all breaking up. Now you mad because and you're angry and there's no way to go back because y'all never was friends anyway. It wasn't really that you cared about them. You just really enjoyed their good guts. And you became attached to getting some good guts. Yeah. So where if y'all would have took your time in the beginning, became friends, like I said, and got to know each other and got to, you know, talked and chatted and did all those other little things, find out what made each other mad and those type of things, at least at the end of the day, when if y'all do break up, y'all can sit down and say, you know what, I ain't mad at you. I really wish we would have made this thing work, but I ain't mad at you because I really like you, regardless if you're with somebody else or not. As long as you're happy, I'm cool. I'll find somebody else. I'll make it work. It is what it is. That's life. But I don't hate you. I just like reason why we broke up. Or, you know what I mean? I wish it could have worked, but I don't hate you. I don't wish bad things upon you. You dig? To me, that's just to me. I mean, I could be wrong, but to me, that's kind of that sign. So when somebody at the end, somebody will fuck you and you, and then, okay. So you really didn't make that connection with me, huh?
But
you know what
sometimes
I mean?
When you do make that connection with somebody, you would think communication would be the number one thing. You know, if there's a problem, hey, if we're that good of friends, let's talk about it. Take that time to talk about it. Even if they may not like it, even if it may hurt their feelings, and then they have to come back and be like, you know what, man, that hurt my feelings, but you kept it 100. You kept it real. You told me how you feel. Now, yeah, you know, we still can work through this. We still can, you know, see where we are. Because if it's true communication, I don't care if friends or not, you should be able to get it said. You know, it shouldn't be one-sided. But half the time nowadays, the relationship is one-sided. Like, or the, you know, or she or he's doing all the calling, she or he's doing all the paying, so that one person may feel like, oh, I'm being used. It wasn't equal. I didn't, you know, he didn't meet my needs or whatever. It has to be a mutual feeling and a mutual relationship. Otherwise, they won't dog you out. But unless you just ghetto as hell, you know what I'm saying? Everything, nigga, you ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? You ain't nothing from the start. I shouldn't have known. I shouldn't have talked to you from the start because you weren't nothing then. You ain't nothing now. I try to make you, and you ain't nothing. Unless you got one of them. Just saying.
Right. Oh, snap. But I just noticed that's a big flux. A lot of people be like, oh, fuck that person, woo doo boo boo doo boo boo boo. And I've learned on social media, I try my damnedest not to indulge in that shit at all. No matter how cool I am with the person, you know what I mean? I try not to indulge that shit for a couple reasons why. I'll keep it 100. One, it ain't none of my business. I may be trying to help that person because that's my friend feel better. Because usually that's why people put those things out there. They're venting. Let's keep it 100. They want somebody to agree with them. They don't want anybody to disagree. They want somebody to agree with them. Say, yeah, I'm right. I'm validated. It makes them feel better. It makes them feel solidified as a person, whatever. But I don't because, number two, I don't want to get involved in no bullshit that ain't got shit to do with me. You dig? I'm not getting paid for none of y'all. You dig? I'm not dicking her down. You dig? Obviously, I'm not into you, so I'm not into men at all, so I'm not doing none of that shit. So it's like, why would I comment? And now imagine that other person that they're talking about, they got somebody who's reading that page. Keep it 100. Somebody's reporting, like motherfucking NBC News. They running back and telling what's happening on this page. So now you in the mix is like, oh, such and such said, da 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 da. Well, fuck that motherfucker. When it just brings bad drama to you over some bullshit, you ain't got nothing to do with. Like I said, you ain't fucking nobody. You ain't getting paid. Stay the fuck out that shit. Inboxing if you got to tell them you right, da da da. But yeah, don't leave it out there in public domain.
Yeah, but that's where the messiness come in, and that's where you know you got to check yourself. You know, those are people who, like, don't have a life, and they put everything on Facebook, their life on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I'm saying, their life is on there, and then they want to come back and say, why everybody in my business? Because you put your life on there. Why wouldn't they be in your business? And then you get your feelings because you getting bad advice and everybody ain't on your side. And they be like, well, what you expect? You wrong. You dead wrong. So it's funny. You
right.
got to be careful with what you put on there. Because, like, if you a person who shares stuff and you got an ultra-sensitive person that you was with, and they think everything about you, and you keep getting the inbox, why are you talking about me? Man, I ain't talking about you. You know, they got to be secure within themselves to say, well, maybe she ain't talking about me. But if it's hitting you, then maybe you might have to check yourself. Like, well, did I do something wrong? You know, do I need to, you know, check myself? Because sometimes it ain't about you. And sometimes they may be helping somebody else that they don't talk to on the phone. And, you know, because you always got them girlfriends that be crying and hollering. And, oh, you did what? I'm going to give you some inspiration. Since you ain't listened to how I tell you, how about I tell Facebook? Mm-hmm. Facebook tell you. Facebook agree with me telling you. And then maybe you may want to change it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this is for you. I don't know how many times I had to tell you, but maybe this meme may touch you in a way that my words have not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This scripture
right.
may help your soul because you ain't listening to me. So sometimes, I'm just saying, I'm telling you, I live this. I ain't playing, I live this. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, you try to tell them and they be like, and then you get tired of telling them. So you'll post and repost and then you tag them. Nigga, listen, here you go. There you go. Boom. In a nutshell. That's all I've been saying
right.
for the last hour and 3 days and 4 weeks and a month. He don't want you. He got another girl. And this is stupid for you to think that you're going to be the side chick that don't take them back. Or you're going to balance them out. Or you're going to keep them. No. You see this mess? This is messy. Get yourself out of it. Get your life. Get your life. Like, you can't live your life thinking that you can be Captain Saberho. You can't. You can't.
Hey.
He ain't coming back.
Said that. We do got to take a breather. And on that note, what she just said, I'm going to run this track right here. Time to Cafe, Monsters Radio Live on a Thursday night. Uncle Murda, Young Ma, Dios Monero. You'll get it, can't stop.
I said the girls look so good, but they minds is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but they minds is not ready. God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a tattoo. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for? And you will see a lot more. What you gotta be a thot for? Damn, yeah.
Before I took out, I didn't know who she was. She know all them niggas popping bottles in the club. Ain't wanna believe it, I was in denial. Ain't had no good box like that in a while. Was damn near paying all her bills. I'm just keeping it all the way real. You know I'm telling the truth, I'm sipping that Henny. She ain't call me Murder, let her call me Lenny. Wife and material, she not it. Can't believe I had my kids around that bitch. Gotta do better, should've knew better. Now I got a bunch of bras like you, Hefner.
I said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready.
I
said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready. God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for? And you will see a lot more. What you gotta be a thot for? Damn, yeah.
Every time I see you, I get a bad vibe. Just thinking of someone else in between your thoughts.
Like, damn, why you gotta be a thotty? My man said he caught the neck right there in the lobby. I was gonna wipe this bitch. Went from I love you to I don't even like this bitch. I was trying to turn the hoe into a housewife. At first I was trying to see what that mouth like. And I gave you the best of me. Now shorty dead to me. Though she was the one, she turned out to be a half a
nigga. I said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready. God damn, I used to like him. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for? And you will see a lot more. What you gotta be a thot for? Damn, yeah.
Yeah. Comic Cafe, there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. Monstrous Radio, online music with Aurora. So, all right, what else we got to vent about tonight, Miss Unbelievable? We got something else we're gonna talk about tonight. What else we got?
What about? Okay. I brought this up yesterday, and we didn't necessarily touch on it because we touched on something else. Okay, so holidays. You're just dating someone. Do you get gifts or no?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good
one. And if
one.
They don't, will they feel jaded? No? Is it something you talk about? You know what I mean?
Right.
If so, how much do you pay on the gift? You know what I mean?
Right. That's a good one. I almost want to say it's an automatic yes, but I don't know. You dig? That's a good one. I don't know.
Like, is it too soon? But what, like, you know, what if she likes gifts and you be like, y'all don't really talk about it, but y'all talk about it, like, do you celebrate Christmas? And she like, yeah. And you like, you celebrate Christmas? They be like, yeah. And then you're like, ooh, should I get him something? Should I not? Ooh, are they going to feel jaded if I don't? Are they not going to feel, like, here we go. Are they not going to feel special? Are they not going to feel important? You know what I'm saying? Oh, he don't like me like he say he do. Or this conversation that we having ain't really real. You know, oh, we ain't friends as I thought we was. You know, because, you know, we have all that going through our mind. I'm going to keep it 100. We got all that going through our mind. And then she gets you a gift and you ain't got her nothing. And she look at you like, where my gift? I thought we decided that we like Christmas. And you looking at her like, I can take you out to dinner. Now that ain't enough. This Comic Cafe, I'm on the couch, Doc. I'm on the couch. I'm just saying.
Oh,
this
shit
happened.
If you really want it, you better put a bow on it.
So that brings me to my other question. Is sex a Christmas gift? To put a bow on it. I'm just saying.
Right.
Is that enough? Is that enough?
Another good one for the holidays is if you are hooked up with somebody and it's your first time going over to the holidays to their mom's or pop's house, you dig, and y'all stay the night, do y'all have sex?
If you want
to,
if you respect your mom and daddy house like that, then they won't. You know, then they'll follow you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because they at your house. They at your family
not
house.
Not always.
You do that. If you do that, you know what I'm saying? If you do that, because they're going to follow. You're going to follow. You're going to follow what it is. If you respect your mom and daddy house, you're going to be like, no. I'm just saying. If you respect their house, they will follow you if you say yes or no. Because if you say, if we doing it, I'm touching you, you know, and you be like, no, I don't do that in my mama house. I got to stop because you'll pull me out. I ain't got nowhere to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But if
right.
I go and you go, then it's, hey, we get out. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm not saying, like, you know, it don't happen because, you know, everybody, you know, snuck in their mama house and their mama daddy house, you know, did got a little something from the girl and found out the door or put them out the door, you know, brought them in the back way and mm-hmm. took them out the back. You know what I'm saying? When you was growing up, that's because you didn't really understand the respect factor, but, you know, the older that you...
My bad. Keep going.
No, they came through the front and exit the front. Thank you very much. I ain't bringing nobody in the back, though. Because everybody didn't get to come to my house. You had to be special to come to my house. You had to be special to know my number. You had to be special to know my phone, my real name. And you had to be special to all that. Anyway.
This is her disclaimer, y'all.
My disclaimer. Hey.
Okay.
Hey, everybody know you told Shaquille did not play that. If you wasn't somebody I like, baby, you was going to my cousin's house down the street. She met them all. My mama didn't meet them. She was like, what happened
shit.
To, oh, baby, I don't know.
Well,
he just didn't work out. Just saying.
Well, shit, you was on top of your game because I was nasty. If you was giving it up, we was going in the hallway of the apartment building. We was going to the laundry room. We was going in the bushes, damn it. I don't get no damn. I said if you wasn't special.
If you was special, I'm Janet Jackson. Anytime, any place. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's going down. Told you. Got stopped by the police. Just saying.
Okay, we're going to talk about that another night.
Hey.
I'm going to steal this one off a lot. Okay, hold on, man. We don't jump off topic. What are we talking about? Okay, we talking about holidays. At the house.
Right.
The house on holidays. And they want to get in. Do you get it in? Reason why I said no, not always, because, I mean, there was a time in me, I guess it's just me at my parents' house. It's kinky as fuck to get in at my parents' house. It is what it is. Because I'm going to tell you to be quiet, and it's going to be hard. And, yeah, it's just kinky as fuck to me. But going to your parents' house is a whole nother story. I'm one of those dudes who respects the daddy. You dig? If I'm the daddy, don't you come in here boning my daughter. Not at my house. You take that shit to a hotel, motherfucker. You owe me some money when you leave here. You did, don't you come over here with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this time I went to her house, that no. And she really, like, got upset with me. Like, I was like, no, I'm not going. Come on. No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going. No, I'm not doing it. It's just what it is. I'm not doing it. I just can't do it. No. No, because if your daddy opened that door and I got to stand up, bullets are flying. I know you did not
but
say
see,
that in my daughter. Bullets are flying.
But see, this is the thing. This is what I don't like about y'all. When we at y'all house, y'all seem to put that extra in it too and make us like, don't you say nothing. Don't you scream.
Right.
Don't you say nothing. Y'all think that stuff is funny. Y'all think that stuff is cute. You know, y'all think that stuff is funny. That's why I like to get you back in the car with
yeah,
right, with your friends. I'm touching you. I'm tacking you. You be looking at me like, stop. Nah, baby boy. You got me. I'm going to get you, dog. Nah, get ready. What? You on the phone? Oh, I'm messing with you all day on the phone. What? Don't let you be on the passengers. Oh, don't let us be riding in the back. Oh, baby, you is free game. Oh, yes, you're getting a text. Especially if I like you like that. Like, anytime, any place. I remember, I ain't even going to tell that story. Nope.
Oh. Man, this is going to be like a Wednesday night at this point of the show. But
oh, no. Okay. So back to my original question. Do you give a gift? Gift.
Do you give gifts? Yeah, that's the other part of it was, yeah, do you give gifts? So, you know, if you're just dating and it's a holiday, it's the first time you need a good gift.
Yeah.
We got Juice G over here. Let's go in and check in with him right quick. What's up, Juice?
All day. Oh, Lord.
Oh, maybe it ain't Juice. It's 12360. Who we got on the line?
Baby Boo, what's going
on?
Oh, what's good, Baby Boo? I should have known it was you because you've been on for a minute and she's learned, as you know, Miss Unbelievable, you got to, on certain nights, you got to call and listen to see what we're talking about before you press one.
Right.
And just jump in the conversation
because right.
You will stumble into some shit. Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
So what's good, Baby Boo? Actually, I'm glad you really called in, too, because I was just getting ready to put out there, and you could solidify some other things we got going on. I was just going to put out there and tell Miss Unbelievable that I don't know how the hell we lucked up, but we have a venue on Super Bowl Sunday. I know some of y'all was like, what? Yeah, that's what I said at the business table. What? Yes, Super Bowl Sunday, we will have a venue. So, Baby Boo, tell us about some of the things we got going on coming up and other things like that going on with multi. Wait. You know who I'm trying to say? Multi media. Oh. Wait. Oh. Yeah.
Multi.
You know I always get it wrong. It's a tongue twister.
Well, you know, first of all, I'm not Cardi B. I don't have buddy, you know, shoes, but I got pink bottoms. So, you know, I make moves. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Ooh. I try to remix Cardi B shit. You know what I mean? We gotta make some money. No, right. I'm saying. We are at Bowinkle's Saloon and Fun Bar at the Minneapolis City of Seven Corners. We like we on one of them corners on a seven corner, you know, off Washington mm-hmm. and 29 South. But yeah, we starting the new year. We got a show coming up this Sunday, and then you know we'll be out for 2 weeks for a break. You know, we need Christmas and New Year's family time, and we're gonna start back up on Sunday, January 7th. And each Sunday, we're going to have a different theme. So just look out when flyers will be posted and going within the next week or two, hopefully. No. I'm like, everything works out. We got a couple more meetings to set some more dates. And, yeah, so Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, we definitely having a party that day. So I heard the game over at like 11. So, you know, maybe we'll just party while the game is on. And then maybe we'll do a little show on Super Bowl Sunday, you know?
Right. So, yeah, make sure if you guys are downtown, come connect with us.
Name the stage EQ Stage. We trying to start a web series / reality documentary. We're going to have 6 episodes within the season and incorporate interviews of Minnesota artists. And we just got a lot of big stuff planned for 2018. I'm really excited. To have E-Monster on the ones and twos, rocking on my team. DJ Primetime, Miss Unbelievable in the building. And Rob G. And, I mean, I could just go on with Silent Flows. I mean, INF Gorillas. I mean, I could just keep going on with the artists. I appreciate all the artists that come out and rock with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start doing paid to perform shows, which I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
Because these
wow,
out
nice.
Here, big following, and, you know, and I'm gonna say, I'm not making a lot, but, you know what I'm saying, I am willing to help an artist make some too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then get paid to
I know every artist's gonna love that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. And I've run into a couple artists like, oh, are you paying? Well, do you have a industry artist on your song? No, I'm saying.
No. You wrong, baby boo, you wrong.
I'm just saying, there is artists good out there, mm-hmm. They got a big following. Okay, why not? Yeah, let's see what we can make happen in 2008. We gonna get you paid.
Right. So, all right, that's a game changer.
Well, I am
right
so
there.
Excited. I'm so excited that Bullwinkle's is my spot. I love that place. Can't wait to get started. You know, back in the game, I've just been sick. So I can't wait to just, you know, get back in with the fam, with the team.
Right.
And
stay tuned. Hold on, I got to say a disclaimer right quick. Everybody stay tuned. DJ Prime will be changing his name. We don't know to what yet. We might be having a contest to see what we should call this dude now. Because, yeah, I don't find out there's another Prime Time. And he spells the same way he do. Oh,
ooh.
Man.
I know Subway, though.
Yeah.
I know
you say what?
Well,
I told him to spell it the other way. With the two
which
Y's.
Way?
The Y's and E's.
Two Y's.
Oh,
I thought about that. PRYMETYME. Prime Time.
Yep.
I thought about that too. Yep. I looked at it. It looks kind of funky, but then it looks kind of fresh too. So.
Be funky. They're DJs. Supposed to have funky names.
Mm-hmm.
Emo. You know what I'm saying? That's funky. That's hot. It's provocative.
Well, you know, that's just. She said, it makes the people want
to
dance.
I mean, all he got to do, listen, all he got to do is put Prime Time G or Prime Time Young, Prime Time Star, Prime Time, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Prime Time King. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is
DJ
add something else.
DJ My Time. It's his time. My time.
DJ My Time. I'm up in this month. Yeah, DJ Prime Time G. DJ Prime Time King, you know.
Everybody can't be a G.
Oh, his nickname been G for all his life. What up, G? What up, G? Come here, G.
Yeah, so.
Get your G self over here and sit down. But yeah, all right. it's all good.
So it looks like we got like 90 seconds left in the show. So I guess do we want to do shout outs? What are we going to do on our way up out of here?
Now everybody just come to Bullwinkle's on Sunday. Get your groove on. Support the artists. Get there. Monstars will be in the building. E-Monster, Primetime, G, Betty Boo. All of us will be in the building supporting your talents, making your talents and your dreams come true. So, hey, come kick it. Plain and simple.
Yes,
the food is awesome.
Like
the drinks is good. You will have a nice Monday morning to talk about.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. I'm glad you brought that up, cause I had the tacos. Now me, I'm kind of finicky when it comes to food outside of my home. Them tacos was a bomb. 2 for $7.50.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm gonna say. They put sprinkles some
Wait,
kind of
what about
cheese on there. That's sprinkled some kind of special cheese on there.
They're not chicken fingers. They're chicken fingies. Chicken fingies look on fine. Not fingers.
Absolutely.
Chicken fingies.
What the hell is a fingie? A fingie.
Yes.
Something that's on fire. That you eat you suck your fingers after you're done with. Fingies. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, so that means y'all gotta come out and check out and see what these thingies are. Go ahead, baby boo, sorry.
Mystery punch special. Ooh, it'll knock you out, that mystery punch.
the mystery punch special. He said, knock you out. Okay, okay. Make sure if you come, you got a sober driver for that one.
The bartender say you should have a 2-drink limit on the mystery punch.
You said a what?
He said you should have two drink limit on the mystery punch. He make it powerful. The power.
Ooh wee. Okay. I'm gonna sneak me some of them next week. It is what it is. But so I y'all got any shout outs? I guess we'll shout out with you, baby boo. You got any shout outs you wanna do? Or any last words?
I wanna shout out to my team, you know. My team been rocking with me since July. We've been doing two to three shows a month since July. And E-Monster, you've been at all of them, and everybody's just been rocking with us, coming out and supporting. I'm excited about this new spot. We going to rock it out and turn it up, and everybody come out on Sunday, Bowwinkle. Meet me at the Seven Corners of Minneapolis, y'all, right there on 1429 Washington South.
Damn, great place to take pictures. What you got for us, Miss Unbelievable? Dun, 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 dun.
You know, like I said, this is time of love. You know, show your give love. Everybody, love your family. Hey, call those they talk to. And, you know, just do you and have fun doing it. And come out and support any and everyone who needs your support, family, friends, foe. It don't matter. Let's go. Let's get a 2018. Bring it in, monsters. Monsters we live, monsters will die.
There it is. So, all right, so you know how I say every show, it's always popping somewhere in the Twin Cities. I'm pretty sure it's popping in your neighborhood somewhere, wherever it is around the globe. But here in the Twin Cities, I know it's something going down on a Thursday night. Just remember, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Oops, this is called Throwing Rocks, Karma Cafe. Monsters Radio Live. Don't forget you can connect with us at monsterusradio.com. You can also send us emails at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Yeah. If you know the cuss words to this, say them out loud. They'll make you feel good. Then yell, move down.
Jet might make some, and she just might shake some, and you just might fuck, cause you're looking like you don't mind paying for it, riding like a Crip down Crenshaw, with a dirty ass ratchet and a tits dog, and that's on a good day, just imagine when I'm pissed off, I don't roll dice, I don't gamble, I only trust in the arm and a hammer, bulletproof dome full of ammo, bulletproof vest for the denim. Tally up fans in the band up. I don't do it for the cameras in the channel. Do it for my niggas that never told police things that they can't know. Gave him cracker back an elbow. Try to sit a nigga down on the tailbone. Try to chain a nigga ankle to the railroad. Couldn't let a pussy nigga do that to me, hell no. Bro till hell froze. My nigga took it to the dough on death row. Broke my heart when I read that depo. All a nigga wanted was a rollie in the cell phone. I'm just throwing rocks. I'm just throwing rocks. Throwing rocks at the chain gang. And all my dogs do the same thing. I'm just throwing rocks. I'm just throwing rocks. Throwing rocks at the chain gang. And all my dogs do the same thing.
Chopstick with the net of clear. Used to sell dope where my granny lived. Like 14, 15, glamour shit. A lot of built up aggression trying to channel it. Little bruh died, all type of candles lit. Dudes 538s, we don't tamper with. Pineapple fanta full of medicine. Had to drop the case, no evidence. If you got a cold D, get a severance. The gang enhancement with the Yeeky hole 7. Nigga Gleek 43, hole 7. Trapping on 8, we was never on 7.
came with the seven. It's money in the streets, all a nigga know is fishing. Every time a package in the air, I'ma catch it. In fact, it still is a motherfucking blessing on God. I'm just throwing rocks. I'm just throwing rocks. Throwing rocks at the chain gang.
Chain gang.
And all my dogs do the same thing.
Same thing.
I'm just throwing rocks. I'm just throwing rocks. Throwing rocks at the chain gang.
Chain gang.
And all my dogs do the same thing. Me and that pressure right there on the dresser every day. That's a full time job.
That's a full time job.
The little nigga living out end up in the prison every day. That's a full time job.
That's a full time job.
Me and that pressure right there on the dresser every day. That's a full time job.
That's a full time job.
The little nigga living out end up in the prison every day. That's a full time job.
That's a full time job.
I'm just throwing rocks. I'm just throwing rocks. Throwing rocks at the chain gang.
Chain gang.
And all my dogs do the same thing.
Same thing.
I'm just throwing rocks. I'm just throwing rocks. Throwing rocks at the chain gang.
Chain gang.
And all my dogs do the same thing.